making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So, mention that Delta has some good news, which is, you know, with airlines, they've been having some great rates lately. And now United Airlines is saying goodbye to the $200 change fees on their economy and premium tickets within the U.S. for good.
That's great news.
I mean, yeah. So I'm just going to put it out there. I fly Southwest the majority of the time.
Me too.
I love them. I love their laid-back atmosphere. I love that I can put my two bags for free. That's who we're taking to Jamaica. And that's one of the things I do love is if you change something, they don't charge you. And you can even cancel and they keep, you know, it's good for another full year. They give, you know, they give them money. So I think that that's something that all the airlines should be employing, especially with these times. But I love that United Airlines is taking this stance. This is going to officially start in January. Air travel, of course, has taken a big hit since COVID started. So officials with United are hoping that this will woo customers back by offering the free same-day standby and flight changes to flyers. Speaking of the pandemic, and you may have seen this multiple places, especially on Facebook, people have been sharing it, that the CDC released more detailed information regarding the coronavirus deaths. On average, 2.6 of them had underlying conditions or other causes per death. Now, they're not saying that COVID still wasn't a contributor, but only 6% of the U.S. deaths had COVID as the sole cause. Top contributing factors included influenza, pneumonia, cardiovascular, and lung diseases, all very, very high on the list. And drive-through coronavirus testing, of course, has been a thing. Actually, that's exactly what Bob and I had to do for the Jamaica trip. Now there's going to be drive-through voting. Milwaukee leaders announced yesterday that Pfizer Forum and Miller Park have been added to the list of in-person and drive-through early voting sites for the 2020 election. The mayor acknowledges that they're trying to find out easy access and important ways to provide social distancing. So they are welcoming voters from October 20th through November 1st. So I think we should talk about this tomorrow, about what people think about having drive-through voting. And then finally, your Amazon Prime packages, as I mentioned, could someday come to you by drone. The Federal Aviation Administration designated Amazon as of yesterday as an air carrier, which thus clears the way for Amazon to start trial drone deliveries. They have no specific start date, but they've already been tested droning deliveries in Vancouver, British Columbia, and in the UK.
Wow.
I know. So again, I think that would be amazing to just watch the drone. I'm just hoping that it actually does softly bring it down to my porch. I was just like, we're doing a flyby. Here's yours. You're getting pelted by a box.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.